You know, we've seen this before. We saw it in Florida with the Johns Committee, which, you know, was a committee of the Florida legislature whose sole purpose was to eliminate, to quote, purge from Florida's educational system Black civil rights advocates and homosexuals, right? And they destroyed people's careers, destroyed people's lives, pushed people to suicide. They didn't care about the humanity of who they targeted. We saw it again with Anita Bryant and her campaign that left in its wake, you know, children denied the right to be adopted because of the anti-gay adoption ban. And she was funded by the moral majority, which didn't care at all about abortion then. Their main issue was school integration. So we have seen these racist anti-LGBT attacks in the past. We're seeing it now. And it's driven by the same thing. It's driven by fear. It's driven by animosity. And in this case, it's driven by a governor who wants to become the next Republican nominee for president. And to do that, he's got to go to the right of Donald Trump.
How are you responding to some of the anti-LGBTQ and anti-trans legislation we've seen so far?
Well, you know, there's a few things that have already begun. There's a lawsuit challenging the law that DeSantis signed. And there has been advocacy. The thing that makes me most hopeful is the advocacy of young people, the students who are bearing the brunt, you know, the students who are seeing books banned from their libraries, curriculum changed, who are seeing their classrooms, their teachers being told to take rainbow safe space stickers out of the classroom or coexist signs that encourage, you know, religious freedom. And seeing those young people speak in their own voice and stand up is, for me, the most inspiring thing about this moment.
And what keeps you passionate about this cause almost 30 years later?
Well, you know, as a lesbian who's married and my wife and I have a child, this hits us very personally. But even more than that, we've seen, you know, as we make progress, we've experienced backlash before. And what's important in the midst of the backlash is not to lose hope. You know, around the marriage equality fight, we watched people who disparaged us, our families, would deny us the same protections they enjoy, win 38, you know, fights in a row. And they won until they began to lose. And they began to lose because more and more people came out and talked to their families and their coworkers and their classmates. And it changed the hearts and minds of America. And so right now, I think once again, it opens a door for people who are well-intentioned, who may not have good information, to have honest, good faith conversations. And if that happens, I believe they will stand on the side of equality, respect, and dignity for all of our families and all of our students.